What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's the question. If you faced everything that was put in front of you, who would you be?
I was thinking about this the other day. The goal needs to be a free choice. And I don't mean a free choice of like someone's making you do it. But like if you were to think about it, your brain, like do you think your mind is free?
Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody. And it has to be there because on all those bad days and all those days you don't want to do shit, you have to be your own motivator.
The reality is how can people be consistent over and over and over and over and over again? You know, play in and play out, game in and game out, year in and year out. And I think that's the obsession that I love to try to study and learn and continue to try to put myself in as much as I can, you know, and just try to have a limitless mind and try to continue to think that way and grow that way.
I have discomfort that is in front of me now that I need to face, that I need to go through if I'm going to get to something in the future that I think that I'm supposed to do.
Most important thing, it's the consistency. If you have consistency, you're going to be good in the future or you're going to be better than the other ones in the future. This is my opinion.
Lose envy. Envy doesn't tell you what you want. It distracts from what you already have.
When you use exposure therapy, people don't get less afraid, they get braver. And that's way better. Because braver moves from situation to situation.
You know, when he's not playing, he's been injured, he's there at every game. He doesn't have to be there at every game, but he's there at every game. That's the type of player and person he is.
The easy thing to do is sit on the couch and say, "F*** it. Somebody else's fault."
Right.
The tough thing to do is like, life is handing me a moment right now. And dude, I don't bat 1,000. I mean, it's more like Major League Baseball. I'm hoping 300 gets me in the Hall of Fame. Like, if I can capitalize on 30% of the moments that life gives me and squander the other 70%, I believe I will go into the ground being like, man, I earned life.
If you are not consistent more than other ones, if you don't do it at something more than other ones, you're never gonna be number one like me. I'm joking.
I've never met someone really successful who had a great social life at 20. That's what you want? That's what you want, that's great. But you're not gonna be successful, and don't blame anyone else.
Going to the gym, muscular training in the gym, is one of the only pursuits in life where during the act of doing the thing, you see the future progress of where you will be if you keep doing the thing.
You're already successful. You're going to be even more successful. I have no doubt about that. The only thing that can ruin it is comparing your win to someone else's.
Life is very valuable, ladies and gentlemen. Time is very valuable, and it's very fragile. You've got to decide to do what you can right now, and don't delay.
Am I gonna do it, or am I gonna win, or am I gonna not compete? That was what was in my brain. I didn't even think, and it was finally that point where I just believed in myself, where I knew, like, I know what to do, I know what I'm capable of, and like, I'm going to come in and win if I do it.
Well, that a positive mental attitude is a foundation of a healthy, happy life. A positive mental attitude, an attitude of absolute confidence and determination that you can and be and do whatever you want, goes hand in hand with all great success.
Like, there are many more ways to fail than to succeed. So you have to explore. I mean, particularly like for a rocket, there's like 1,000 ways to think and fail, and like one way it can work. So. You could have a lot of rocket failures to explore all the ways in which you could fail.
There's no luck in this game, man. It may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might happen. And that's what people don't know.
I fail to be at the pinnacle of any game. In any, whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else.
Failure, one, is not willing to accept what they're actually good at. It may not be what you want to be good at. Not organizing your life around that ability.
You stop worrying about what people think and start valuing what you believe. Because a life that looks good or sounds good is nothing compared to a life that feels good.
Is that when it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life. And that I can't do.
So it's like, you know, if you can dream it up, then you can build it. Like, that's the beauty of being an engineer, is like, if something doesn't exist and you want it to exist, you could just will it into an existence.
Yeah.
And what a superpower.
If you look at yourself, don't be intimidated by the things that are going on and the creative destruction that's taking place right now. Find people doing what you want to do and doing it at the level that you want to do it and study them. I did that.
Most people go through life as volunteer victims. They go through life volunteering to be victims, giving excuses on why they're not pursuing their greatness, giving excuses on why they're not doing the things that they want to do, putting it off again and again and again, wasting valuable time.
Everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best so that you can build on positive performance so that, and that's the only thing, there should be nothing else.
And if you're very talented, and most people have something that they're talented at and enjoy, then I'm like, focus on that, organize your whole life around that. Don't worry so much about the money. That sounds like hypocrisy now, but I never really did.
Life is so difficult and challenging that unless you give it everything you have, the chances are very high that it will embitter you, and then you'll be a force for darkness and not good.
When I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years.
As Sidney Poitier said, when you go for a walk with someone, something happens without being spoken. Either you adjust to their pace or they adjust to your pace. Whose pace have you adjusted to? When I found that out, I got all the broke people out of my life.
Even in that direct form, when I was competing, I was at the end, I was like, I'm not trying to beat anyone. I don't know who's going to come second. I don't even think about it. I just know I'm going to come in and be my best and I'm going to win. But like, I didn't start like that. Especially when I was second place, I was like, I'm beating that guy, you know? I'm coming after him.
I think certainly being focused on something that you're confident will have high value to someone else, and just being really rigorous in making that assessment, because people tend to, a natural human tendency is wishful thinking.
But along with that, you do have to set your boundaries and respect who you are, because you will lose a sense of yourself by trying to take care of everyone else. You will lose a sense of yourself if you don't set these boundaries. You will lose a sense of yourself if you don't take the time out to keep connecting with yourself, even if it's something you love.
Most of the time we're focused on, well, this is how it's meant to go. And let's be honest, 99% of the time it never goes how you think it's gonna go.
Never, yeah.
And so I always say to people that you get to where you want in life, just not in the way you imagined it. But if you keep imagining it in a certain way, you may miss the path that's unfolding and opening up behind you.
The reality is how can people be consistent over and over and over and over and over again? You know, play in and play out, game in and game out, year in and year out. And I think that's the obsession that I love to try to study and learn and continue to try to put myself in as much as I can, you know, and just try to have a limitless mind and try to continue to think that way and grow that way.
I just compete. Regardless of whatever it is, like if it's Connect Four, if we play horseshoes, you probably swim a lot faster than me, but I'll try, Yeah, I try. I try as long as my feet can touch the.
It doesn't matter what it is. It's game on.
Yeah, but I'm not swimming as you're in the ocean. I need to be in a pool that my feet are standing in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
our easy thing to do is sit on the couch and say, fuck it. Somebody else's fault.
Right.
The tough thing to do is, like, life is handing me a moment right now. And, dude, I don't bat 1,000. I mean, it's more like Major League Baseball. I'm hoping 300 gets me in the Hall of Fame. Like, if I can capitalize on 30% of the moments that life gives me and squander the other 70%, I believe I will go into the ground being like, man, I earned life.
I think successful people do what unsuccessful people don't like to do. And first of all, whatever we do, and from a business perspective, I need to understand what it is that people in my field do to succeed. So a lot of it is not being ignorant relative to the things that it's going to take. So in business, it might be building a pipeline and my marketing strategy. I think in health, the exercising platform. But what specifically can I do to get to that next level?
How if we don't learn to master the mind and learn to master our emotions, there is no success in life. That you could be anyone and have anything and have everything, but if you weren't able to reduce envy, reduce ego, reduce illusion in your life, then ultimately you're going to be lost no matter what. And I felt those two ideas of self-mastery and service were so attractive that I was like, that seems like a worthy pursuit. Like, that seems like something worth dedicating my life to.
People who become average because they do average people things. You know, I think people who become successful do successful people things. And people who struggle do struggle people things. And so what happens if I'm a struggle people? If I'm a struggle person and I keep doing that, well, I know the outcome. Hey, I would rather aim high and miss than aim low and hit. And aiming low is not helping. You know, so focus more on a behavior.
And so I think we often think about doing something based on what the result could be like. And so if you don't put in a lot of effort and you get a bad result, you're mad.
Yeah.
And if you put in a lot of effort and you don't get a good result, you're bad. And so we get mad either way. And the point is saying, actually, well, if you were to exclusively focus on iterating and getting so much better at the action in the process, the result is guaranteed. And actually irrelevant of the result, that the result isn't the success. Your intention, your attention, and your focus on the action is success. And I think that's a mind shift for all of us.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is going to call you an opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. Big mental thing there, guys. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up? You go after and you give it all you have. If you lose, at least you try, man. I failed. It's 10 times more of a man than someone said, what if? Because what if never went to the arena? I love fear. And the reason why, behind every fear is a person you want to be. Fear is self-imposed, meaning it doesn't exist. You create it, you can destroy it too. It's an intangible. If you face your fears, guys, you will realize it's not that big. And once you face it, you go, oh my God, man, I spent all this time running from it. It was so small. If I just faced it, my God, not only did I face it, I beat it back. Energy is never lost, transferred. That negative energy, that fear, is destroyed. It comes back in as confidence. You're like, what else am I capable of? What else am I holding my back from that I'm capable of more? What am I running from when I don't need to? What else can I overcome?
The moment that we start understanding that, if I could just make decisions that are prioritizing future me, then we go back to, where am I getting my dopamine from? And I want past tense me to be a source of dopamine for present tense me. Because most of us look back with regret. I shouldn't have drank that much. I shouldn't have mouthed off at the family reunion. You know, whatever it is. I shouldn't have overslept. If I can start looking backwards with gratitude, that's the fastest way to make discipline dopamine generating.
What do you love to do? You love to draw? Then just dominate it. Just draw like crazy and get so good at it, right? Maybe you love to write or to tell stories. Like, just do that. And then when you do that, like, then more doors will be open to you. So, like, this is kind of my philosophy with life, too. Like, I've had a lot of left and right turns to get me sitting across from you right now. And what I do is just, like, whatever's in front of me, I just give it every single thing I have. And I just try and just crush it and learn as much as possible. And then when you're done with that, it's like, all right, now what are my next options, right? And it's usually pretty clear, to be honest.
If you find a fear, the quickest, the easiest way you can beat it is initially, right when it comes in. If you allow it to sit, it will grow roots and start breaking you down, destroying the potential of the person you can be. Again, the champions, guys. It's not their potential, it's not their genetics. It's their perseverance to always show up, always willing to fail, because in failure, that's part of success. Success is not, you know, a marathon of life, it just ups. Success is formulated through failures, through facing your fears, through falling down and getting back up. That's what creates the champion. Success does not define us, we define the success.
And, you know, you're resilient because you know that failure is part of the process. Like, the point is to break stuff and test it. If you're not breaking stuff, it means like you're not really testing the limits. And then when you fail, it's, you don't internalize it like, oh, I'm a failure. It's like, oh, great. We just learned one more way not to do a thing. You're excited, right? It's like, let's try something different. And so I think that philosophy applies to life and the challenge. Like, toddlers are like this, right? Like, when they fall, they're not like, oh, I look so dumb, I'm never gonna try and walk again, right? It's like they just get up and try again, and they're excited to try again.
You're gonna get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're gonna tolerate is absolutely what you're gonna bring into your life and what the outward part of your life's gonna look like. And so I live by that. Like, I let myself sort of feel the pain and the difficulty of being not where I want to be in whatever that area is, whether it's my spirituality, my relationships, my money. I let myself feel that pain because, as you know, there's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream. But then there's the avoidance of pain. And for a lot of champions, that's a pretty big driving force for them. And so, at least for me, I leverage both of those things on me to get myself to take action.
You know, you can do the workout after work instead of before work. But you know that there's a routine to winning. Your winning routine has a pattern. Each time you repeat that pattern, it becomes a discipline. And if you break that discipline, you're more likely to lose. So I'm asking you, what if you tossed and turned all night, but you still got up anyway? What if you didn't sleep well, but you still got up anyway? What if you were harder on yourself? What if you set higher expectations for yourself? What if you raised the standards for yourself? And then what if you could stop surrounding yourself with people who subscribe to the take it easy mentality?
There's always a like thread of where you are to where you desire to be at, no matter in what situation. There's never not a way, or else you wouldn't feel it, or else you wouldn't have a desire for it, but it wouldn't even be in your consciousness. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a desire to go to Saturn because that's just not in my thing, right? But I have a desire to, the things that I've had a desire to, I always knew that there was a way. So always know that no matter what opportunity you're in, against the impossible odds, or against odds, you know, whatever it is, you always have your way to get to where you are. There's always a thread leading you, and there are maybe multiple threads. So never be down and out and think that it's impossible. It's really not.
I can sit on the couch. Like, that's the easy part. The tough part is, like, life has dealt you this opportunity. Say yes. I think those moments happen to a lot of us.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be a lottery ticket. Granted, holy hell, I've been given a lot of lottery tickets. But it could be something as simple as like, yo, you're in a crummy mood. Find a way to be kind. Like, life just gave you an opportunity. The person getting your coffee is like, yo, have a nice day. You could stay crummy, or you could be like, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Appreciate your time. Like, that's an opportunity. You know, life is just a matter of, like, us reacting to what life throws at.
Pivotal.
We always think that, like, the decision needs to change the world. No, it's, you just need to commit and do something.
I always say, when you form a habit, that habit forms you, good or bad. And really, the best people in the world are a collection of great habits. And I think we've seen with athletes like Tiger Woods, if you get away from those habits, no matter what your aptitude is, you're going to be average or below average. So with Russ, every year it's about just sustaining great habits. He understands that he doesn't need to be sick to get better. He's won more games than anybody in the history of pro football in his first 4 years. And every offseason, 2 years ago it was down in San Diego, this year it was in LA. It's just about Where should we be eating, training? Who are the best people to be around? And as good as we are, how do we get better? And that's kind of the support we do. It's not, there's nothing broken. Everything's about continuous improvement.
Right.
And I gave him some dental, you know, sit down and say, look, here's what's going on, okay? Now, this is on you. This isn't on Trace. And it's all about your approach. It's all about your attitude. And Trace isn't going to handle it. He'll handle it, but he'll just turn you off. We talked about in the last video, whisper every chance you get. Trace is independent minded enough. He's not going to try to say, okay, what is it you're actually trying to say, but you're not capable of saying, let me see if I can come in here. And he's not going to do that. He's going to turn you off, and he's going to go at the pace he wants. He's going to do what he wants to do. And
everyone that I know who is doing well surrounds themselves with other hard workers, and everyone that I know is harder on themselves, and it is okay to be hard on yourself. I'm not saying, like, beat yourself up to the point where you just feel defeated and you feel like a piece of shit. But, like, be hard on yourself, man. If you set the goal to make 10 sales calls today and the day ended and it's Friday and you only got to 7, be hard on yourself and say, you know what? I'm going to keep calling until I get to 10 because my higher self demands this of me. My higher self doesn't want me to take it easy. My higher self wants me to make more money and to create more experiences and security for my family. My higher self, the fighter jet within, has a different set of expectations.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Than the crop dusters that I hang out with.
Mind is a powerful tool. And one of the things you'll see in the athletic world is when you make a big mistake or something goes wrong or it's a big loss, we would call it catastrophizing. So that might be this is happening and you immediately go 5 or 6 steps down the line rather than keeping your mind the discipline of this is what's happening right now and how do I deal with what's at hand. So I think nobody really knows how this will play out. You know, I'm not an expert in politics or the financial markets or things from that, but I do have friends that work in the industry, and I think the concepts of how we think and the discipline of our mind and the things that affect us and the way we talk to ourselves, they're universal.
I had told them before we went on that last ride, I said, look, you have one job today, and that's not to train my horse. Okay, you're not here to train my horse to get my horse to where you think my horse needs to be. I want you to learn to enjoy to ride. If we're not doing this for fun, then why are we doing it? Okay, if you're not getting into horses for fun, why are you getting into horses? And if you're so busy over the course of 4 hours arguing with your horse, when the horse doesn't need to argue with, you're not having fun. Your horse isn't having fun. And there's no point in you being out there.
The only thing that you're given in this world here is an opportunity to work hard. What that hard work ends up is guesswork. It's subjective. You don't know, you can't always control it. All you can do is put your best foot forward. And that's all you can do in life.
If your goal is to advance your aptitude, which should be your, like, it should be focus on your aptitude and focus on your freedom and happiness, which are directly correlated. Because if you're doing something you're really good at, no one really cares what you wear to work.
I don't know why you do what you do. What is your motive for action? What is it that drives you in your life today, not 10 years ago, or are you running the same pattern? Because I believe that the invisible force of internal drive activated is the most important thing in the world.
You stop announcing every move and start building something that speaks for itself. Disappearing means doing the work. It means doing the work in the dark. It means building in private what you don't need to prove in public.
I do think that one great thing about Silicon Valley is that failure is not a big stigma. So it's like if you try hard and it doesn't work out, that's okay. Like you can learn from that and do another company and it's not a big deal.
But if you go to the gym and you get a pump, you go, hey, if I keep doing this for 6 months, this is what I'll look like flat in a little while. And I think that it's such an underspoken about dynamic of training. I really think that is one of the biggest feedback loop mechanisms of why it happened.
I think you have to take care a little bit of your body, but without obsession. If you start today, you're gonna have benefits in the future. Doesn't matter the time. What is important is what you want to achieve.
If you don't have a goal or something you're working to in your life, it feels like your life has no meaning. In a sense, you know, there's like the idea of that gap between like the man you know you can be versus the man you are. And it's almost like the meaning you find in life is in the journey between those two. Mm-hmm.
If other people are putting in 40-hour work weeks and you're putting in 100-hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that in 1 year you will achieve what they achieve. You will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
They trained while no one was watching. They built without broadcasting. They worked in silence so they could rise without noise. So, whilst everyone is putting pressure on visibility, feel comfortable becoming invisible.
Because you take the problem and you narrow it until they'll face it. Okay, then they face it. Then what happens? They get more competent. That's what happens. And then they get better at facing all problems. So they don't just learn how to deal with that specific problem. They learn a lesson that generalizes across problem. They get braver.
Some of the most crazy, tough, intense, strong, brutally tough to the point that you can't do anything to stop them are those that on the outside don't seem impressive. Some of the most impressive people I've ever met. Because deep down inside, there's one thing they don't compromise. And let me tell you what that is. Again, willpower.
He said that courage or bravery, I think, is actually what he was talking about. It's an emotion that you can't fake. If you fake bravery when you're terrified, that is bravery. And I kind of feel like motivation is the same thing. If you do the thing when you're feeling unmotivated, that is motivation.
That's it.
The only thing that's wrong is that you're not walking the way I'm walking. Because my walk is in the path of success. Where your walk is the path of forgotten soul. Lift that dash, build it, guys. It's all about what you do in the dash of life. It's a metaphor for everything.
Nietzsche said, I know of no better life purpose than to perish in attempting the great and impossible. The fact that something seems impossible shouldn't be a reason to not pursue it. That's exactly what makes it worth pursuing. Where would the courage and greatness be if success was certain and there was no risk? The only true failure is shrinking away from life's challenges.
I hope you will be just as ambitious about what you want to lose. Lose the need for approval, lose the obsession with comparison, lose the fear of not being enough. What we gain makes us successful, but what we lose makes us fulfilled.
I don't really think about the chip on my shoulder or the parents that didn't believe in me or the teachers that were mean to me at school. Well, yeah, because you used that fuel when you needed to get off the launch pad, and then you used another bit of fuel after that, and then it was your competition, and then it was your something else, and now that you're like floating out in space. Cool.
You know, maybe if you're like, well, no, you shouldn't do something because you're not good enough. Well, then maybe you never start, you know? Or maybe it makes you an incredible bodybuilder. You go on this huge run and you're able to go on this journey of self-discovery and then figure it out in the end. But I wouldn't have changed that going back of why ever I started, even if it was coming from a insecure or bad place, because it got me to the place I am now.
So a challenge for entrepreneurs is to say, well, what's the difference between really believing in your ideals and sticking to them versus
pursuing some unrealistic dream that right. doesn't actually have merit. And that is a really difficult thing to tell. Can you tell the difference between those two things?
Right.
You know? So you need to be sort of very rigorous in your self-analysis.
You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So nothing is acceptable but your best.
The reason why I picked the gym is because you control those results. Where outside in the world, you don't. But once you believe in yourself and believe that these qualities of dedication, sacrifice, and work ethic actually have been proven true through a test study of a gym environment, you know they work.
When it's motivation is a feeling that comes and goes, and it doesn't matter whether it's there or not, discipline is infinitely more important. So no matter how you feel, get up and do what you're supposed to do. That's it. And that's discipline. It's not motivation. If you only did what you were supposed to do when you were motivated to do it, that's leaving it to chance. But if you're disciplined, you go do what you're supposed to do. That's the way it works.
That the consistency and the discipline is what takes someone who's high talent and makes them truly great. What do you think?
Any sport.
Yeah.
Any job. I think it's part of the life. It's like that. Who told you the opposite? They are not part of this world, in my opinion. If you want to achieve successful, it's the only way.
If you don't become actively involved in life, if you hold back on yourself and continue to procrastinate, when I saw a speaker who I said, I know if this guy can do this, I know I could do that. That was years after I had made the decision to do it. I was holding back on myself. I kept building up all kind of reasons and excuses to justify why I wasn't acting on my dream.
Know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? You got to teach yourself that. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of fuck you. This drive and passion, and it may come from nothing.
But if you don't put yourself out here, if you don't become actively involved in life, if you hold back on yourself and continue to procrastinate, when I saw a speaker who I said, I know if this guy can do this, I know I could do that. That was years after I had made the decision to do it. I was holding back on myself. I kept building up all kind of reasons and excuses to justify why I wasn't acting on my dream.
I'll take you back to the first day that he came into our training ground. He arrived at about 6:50 in the morning. And there was nobody in the training facility apart from one guy to let him in. He arrived at 6:50.
That's nuts, man.
And the team weren't training till 10.
What's he doing then?
Preparing.
A young student once asked the Buddha, "What do you gain from meditation?" The Buddha replied, "Nothing." The student looked confused and said, "Then why do you meditate?" The Buddha said, "I don't meditate because of what I gain. I meditate because of what I lose. I lose anxiety, insecurity, doubt, and fear."
It's like, well, I the whole time thought it was bad to be driven by like, oh, I'm not good enough, so I need to accomplish X to be good enough. I don't think that's a way to live, but maybe that's a good way to start. A lot of people are driven to high levels of success by doing that, and maybe that puts you in a position of abundance, of success, to show you the things that are important to you, to give you enough confidence, to give you enough life experience to go inside and reflect on ways that you can find lasting, genuine self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Never, ever put yourself in a situation where you hurt your willpower. Never. Because eventually, the world, businesses, companies, families, anything is ran by leaders. Not because they're talented, not because they speak better than everybody else, not because they're the best at reading books, not because they have the fanciest degree. Because in a boardroom, when this guy or this gal says he or she is going to do something, you can bank it.
And often it's the case that when new parts of people manifest themselves and grip their interests, say, they do it very badly and shoddily. And so you stumble around like an idiot when you try to do something new. That's why the fool is the precursor to the savior from the symbolic perspectives, because you have to be a fool before you can be a master. And if you're not willing to be a fool, then you can't be a master. So you're going to, it's an error, error-ridden process.
And I said to myself, what are you willing to give up? Everything. And when people come to me with that kind of mindset, I can work with you. When you are willing to strip yourself down to nothing and give everything, that's who I want to work with. Because now I can mold you into exactly who you want to be. When you put these restrictions up, and that's why my first question is, how bad do you want this?
One whoop-ass is your lifespan, that day, the gym. Coming in as your burn, leaving as your depth. Every single set is your gaze, and a time in those sets, what you make of it, will depict the man you came in as and the man you're leaving as. And that difference is what life's all about. It's not where we start, it's not where we end up. It's the distance traveled that matters the most.
It's okay if you're not the smartest. It's okay if you're not the brightest. But it's not okay if you say you're gonna do something and you don't come through. Because there's only one person it hurts when you say you're gonna do something and you don't come through, and that's your willpower. And the more and more and more your willpower gets used to you saying things and not doing, your willpower stops having faith in the words that come out of your mouth. And the moment your willpower, your spirit stops having faith in the words that come out of your mouth, whatever you start telling yourself, your mind is telling you, oh, whatever, he's not gonna do it.
And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're gonna have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first two weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone.
Kobe Bryant practiced at 4 a.m. when no one was watching. Warren Buffett sat in a quiet room in Omaha reading. 80% of his day was spent studying financial statements, reports, and books. Lady Gaga played dive bars in a glitter leotard for audiences of six. Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx, kept her idea a secret for an entire year, even from her friends and family, because she didn't want them to prevent her from taking a risk.
Everything that he's won in his career, you'd expect him to be a bit more relaxed, but he's, if I had to describe him with one, he's a winner. He's simple as that, he's a winner. And not in the sense of what he's won, but he's still hungry. He's still hungry for championships. He still gets angry at players for not doing the right thing. He still gets angry when he loses games, you know?
You, almost certainly, are at the beginning of your career, and they are the person at the top of the mountain. They might be able to remember what they were doing 6 months ago or 1 year ago or right now, and the challenges and the very particular sort of unique elite stratosphere that they're in that they need to deal with. They can't remember what it was like to be a beginner.
Yeah.
So when you ask somebody, what is the key to success in business? And they say, well, you know, it's all about work-life balance. I think it's very important. You know, you need to be using your intuition and your gut. And you go, huh, what did you do when you were at my stage? It's like, oh, everything was completely planned out and I didn't have any time for my friends or family. You go, right. I should probably do what you did when you were my stage, not what you do now that you have the luxury to do whatever you want.
It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It wasn't about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being
the hardest worker in the room. That's what got him there, and it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever stood up. But they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going, because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man. And it really sucks when you've tasted success at one point in your life.
And then we talked that through, and they'd say, well, I'm afraid to make a change. And I'd say, well, that's okay. That's understandable. How afraid are you not of not making a change? Let's make a little vision of that. You're 35. You hate your job. What's the consequence? You're not motivated. You don't want to get out of bed in the morning. You're starting to get depressed. You're getting bitter. You're getting resentful. You're getting cynical. You're amotivated at work. You're not doing a very good job. And you're starting to shrink. Now play that out for 10 years. You don't change it. You don't fix it. And what happens? Well, it's not like it's going to get better of its own accord. What's going to happen to you? Well, for sure, at minimum, what's going to happen to you is you're going to be in the same situation, but 10 years older. And if you can't get out of that situation now, what the hell makes you think you're going to get out of it in 10 years?
There comes a day where being average, being mediocre, is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up. Because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're going to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't have support anymore. There comes a day where push comes to shove. But being mediocre, being like average and shit just burned, that sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your ass and you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much pain and commitment. You were scared you're gonna fail. You're scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it. Until something hits, you get fired, or somebody else gets success, remind you of what you could have been. And then that bark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never gonna be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, you're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age, it can happen at a later age. It's gonna happen to somebody no matter what, it's gonna happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank you, lucky stars, that finally you're alive.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.